President of the Upper Hunter District Cricket Association, Tim Johnson, joins us to have a chat about the local season. Tim, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Glad to be here.
Mate, I imagine it's been a fairly challenging summer for you. Is that a reasonable description?
I'd say it's a massive understatement, mate. Look, the weather, La Nina, you know, after several years of drought, you know, we hate to complain about the rain, but it's caused havoc on the cricket field. A lot of games washed out, and then, of course, COVID has presented plenty of challenges with a late start to the season and a number of matches having to be cancelled due to the impact of COVID on some of our teams throughout the year, mate.
Tim, is this the last weekend of the home and away season for this year?
Mate, we're actually into finals. So the home and away season completed last week. And again, it was a... I think we only had one match actually proceed due to both the inclement weather and the and COVID.
Yeah.
So we're actually into the finals this weekend, right? First weekend of the finals.
Can you tell us who's involved?
I can. So... in A grade, so the Belmore Bulls finished on top this year, continuing a fairly consistent run for the Bulls. I'll take on Rukal in the major semi
yep.
in A grade. And then Beltries will take on Brook Silver in the minor semi. So Brook Silver building on their success last year, having won the A reserve, and they've made the A grade finals this year. Great to see from those young fellas coming through.
I was going to say, you must be very happy. I mean, basically, Muswellbrook Cricket was on its backside a couple of years ago, and to come up with two teams and for Silver to win reserve grade last year and then make their way into the top level finals, that's a great result.
Well, it's fantastic, and it's great to see those young guys really coming into their own. I think you know, there's a lot to be said for the experience of playing against older cricketers, you know, the men as you're coming through the juniors and then up into the senior ranks. And it's great to see the development of some of those young guys. Like, you know, Jared Watt's obviously a tremendous talent and really growing into his own. Campbell Schmierer has led that team really well. Young Coop Gabler, it's been great to see him come on and develop his skills. You know, Sean Wilkins got a run, was selected this year in the for our John Bull Shield representative side as well for the first time. So, you know, they're really contributing to Upper Hunter cricket, which is great. As you said, coming from a few short years ago when Muswellbrook cricket was a little dire, we've really got to, I think, acknowledge the efforts of Peter Cooper as well in bringing those sides together and promoting the right culture.
Yeah.
In that Muswellbrook club.
He's a great man. He loves his cricket, Peter Cooper, and just it's nice to be able to see his teams doing well. Mate, can anybody stop the Belmore Bulls? They're on top of the table and have had a very good year by the look of it.
Yeah, look, they've done well. I must say there's probably been a few games where they were in trouble, you'd say, and whether La Nina was probably their friend on a couple of occasions. But look, there's no doubting that they're a very consistent side. There's no doubt at all that they will be the team to beat, I think. But having said that, look, Rukal on their day are as good as any, and obviously, you know, Beltries have been extremely consistent as well. And so, look, I think anyone on their day can take it out. But yeah, look, the Bulls are obviously the team to beat.
Overall, the strength of Upper Hunter District cricket, it seems pretty good. I know one team was lost at the beginning of the year with South Muswellbrook, but the rest of the clubs seem to be pretty competitive. Nobody has been flogged mercilessly all year. Some looks like everybody's at least had a minimum of three wins.
Yeah, look, it has been pretty level and pretty consistent, and we saw that you know, going into the last round, you know, there was still spots up for grabs in the finals series. You know, the Bush Rangers, we finished just outside of the top four, so on the top of the A reserve, and only for again a couple of no results.
Yep.
I think we ended up level on points with Brooksilver, but the percentages were in Silver's favour. And yeah, look, you've got Merriwell, Brook Blue this year as well. Probably had their most successful year. And look, they only notched up 3 wins, but geez, they were competitive week in, week out, and that's really good to see as well. So look, the health of cricket in the Upper Hunter is pretty strong, I'd like to say, and looking forward to a strong finish through the final series, and mate, really looking forward to a less complicated season.
I'll bet you are. Well, let's hope La Nina just gives you a break for the next few weeks just to get through the finals. And then, as you can say, put your feet up and come back bigger and stronger and better than ever at the end of the year for the new cricket season. From the Upper Hunter District Cricket Association, Tim Johnson, always appreciate your time. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for taking interest. And really appreciate it.